I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In the West African country of Guinea, a national strike today left streets and workplaces deserted. People were protesting an incident 2 weeks ago in which soldiers opened fire on a crowd in a soccer stadium. Human rights groups say more than 150 people were killed. 50,000 people had gathered in the stadium in the capital, Conakry, to protest the country's military regime. For Guineans living here in the United States, the situation back home is confusing and frightening. The World's Alex Galifant reports from New York.
Mamadou Sidi Bari is a Guinean in New York, and he's here on his own.
All my family members are over there in Guinea. My wife, my daughter, and my father, brothers, everybody. So I am here by myself, and I'm here for a political asylum.
I caught up with Bari at the West African restaurant he runs in Midtown Manhattan. It's a small place, and Bari's staff is getting ready for the lunch rush. But back in Guinea, Bari was a political activist working for an opposition party. He says he was arrested during a local election in 2005 and jailed for 3 weeks. On his release, he fled to neighboring Mali. He didn't feel safe there either.
So from there, I decided to come to the United States of America.
He hasn't seen his family in years. And since the violence of 2 weeks ago, Mamadou Sidi Bari has found it hard to reach them. He says communication lines into Guinea have been disrupted, and he's worried about his daughter in particular.
My daughter is 3 years, so she's a very small girl, and she's really living under panic, under trauma, you know. A little girl of 3 years hearing every time sounds of guns, you know. All over the night, they are in the streets of Conakry, blowing up guns, you know. It's crazy.
What does it feel like to be here while your family is there?
It is very, very, very hard, very difficult. When they tell you some people lost their beloved ones, they never see their bodies, they never see them in a jail, they never see them in hospitals. So it means that these people have been thrown away. Or they have been buried, but who knows where and how. What happened to the other person can happen to your own too. So it is really a very hard time for us.
Many of the workers in Bari's restaurant are from Guinea themselves.
Ismaila.
Bari calls one of them from out of the kitchen, where a grill is piled high with chunks of meat. He says, my wife and 3 children are in Guinea. It's safe here in New York, but if my family isn't safe, I can't be at peace. Finally, Mamadou Sidi Bari introduces me to a young woman named Mariama. She comes out from the kitchen in an apron smeared with cooking juices and tells her story. Bari translates.
Really, I'm very worried because what is going on back home in my country is terrible. They are raping women, killing them, taking off their clothes in the street in public and rape them in front of everybody, kill children. My family is over there, my husband, my children, my mother, my brothers, and even they killed one of my brothers, and I am terrified about what is going on.
The reports they're hearing suggest that the violence didn't spread beyond the events of 2 weeks ago. But that doesn't ease the minds of these Guineans in the United States. The Guinean community here is tiny, but Mamadou Sidi Bari says they plan to organize a series of rallies in Washington to protest what happened back home. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.